The Gemara continues Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph. We had a machloikas between Rav and Shmuel. We'll start again from the two dots, 6-7 lines from the bottom. Chachom oimin kol echad ve'echad ushus b'fei atzmoi. The Mishnah said that according to Chachomim, the whole gag, every gag, is a separate ushus. You can't go from gag to gag. Because since on the bottom it's a different shoes, on the top it's a different shoes. But Meir said you can go from gag to gag as long as not 10 higher or 10 lower. Reb Shimon says in the Mishnah, gag it's chatzeis kafivis or one shoes. But Chomer say no, every gag is a different shoes. Zogmo itmar, Rav Omar, on the gag itself, ematatim be'elam b'dalad amas. Since even though the gag is shoes for the hatzma, but even for the bailam you can only go dalad amas. Why? Because you don't say good asik mechitza so. You don't say good asik that the walls continue up. And the Gemara is going to say, when don't you say it? When it's not nicker. You're allowed to carry the whole gag for that individual. Why? Good asik mechitzoso. So Gemara mechitza nikoros kolam aloi pligi. When it's mechitza nikoros, everyone agrees to say good asik. Ki pligi b'mechitza ein nikoros. You don't see the mechitzas. That means the homes are touching one another. If they're touching one another, you don't see the mechitzas. So then there's a machloikas. Ravo me'ei metalten b'el b'dal ramas. You don't say good asik by mechitz and nikoros. Lo yam good asik mechitzoso. Shmuel lo mutal talta bekuloi. Don't be good asik mechitzoso. And Tosfos says that it doesn't just have to be removed or touching. Even if the houses are removed, you don't say, you don't, it's possible that you don't see the mechitzas. Why? If the roof extends over the wall, it's boilet. If it's boilet, chut mechitzas, so it's also in nikoros. There's two ways not nikoros. One is touching, I don't see the walls. And one is not touching, but the roof extends, I don't see it. Now, Tosfos says, Huadin, if it's on a slant, if it's on a slant, like our roofs, then you don't have either a minka mechitzas, so there's no good asik. And you don't have pitik yod besoysim, because it's made as a slant. And you don't have good achis, meaning going down. You don't have good achis either, because kiyas gdiyim. So, upon him, you're not going to have a separation by mechitz she'en nikoros. So that's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel by mechitz she'en nikoros. Now, and the rest of Tosfos continues. He says that that part of the roof is considered a karmelis if it's dalat tvochim. It's the reshus hayochid, the roof itself. It's machlokes Rishonim exactly, but let's say the roof itself above the walls that could be reshus hayochid. But because maybe reshus hayochid is oilad rakia. But past those walls is a karmelis, so it's porutz to the karmelis. Is it now also the rest of the roof? Is it not? That's a machlokes Rishonim how to learn. But upon him, the blita will be considered a karmelis. Now, the etz machlokes Rav and Shmuel, that's what we're up to. So we have a machlokes, mechitz she'en nikoros. Do you say good asik or not? Zok ma'otanan, v'chachomim oimrim, kol echod ve'echod, reshus la'atzmoi. Daf peites on the bay, on the top. Chachom is saying in the Mishnah that each gag is a reshus b'fnei atzmoi. So we have machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So Bishlam the Shmuel that says that the roof itself you're allowed to carry for the balabais that lives there. Why? Because mechitza sheni kolos have a mechitza. So I understand. It's very good. The Chachom Mishita call echad ve'echad reshus la'atzmoi. It's reshus by itself. You're allowed to carry the whole gag. So it's nicha. The lashon of reshus la'atzmoi is mashma. You're allowed to carry in your roof. Ela l'gav that says even on the rooftop you're not allowed to carry. Why? Because you're going to go down to the Hamas, go to the Chitz Sheni Koros, and not Mechitzas. So what you're going to do is, Rishus La'atzmoy, L'chor in the case of Mechitz Sheni Koros, it's not mutter the whole roof. So Gemara, Ami Be'gav, Mishpeh De'gav, Shlo Yitaltel, Be'ez Amas B'gag Zeh, U'Be'ez Amas B'gag Zeh. What we're saying now, in the Chachomim, is that, not the Pshat, it's Rishus B'fri Atzmoy, and we understood that to mean, you're already carrying the roof, and that's fair, come to Rabbi, Mechitz Sheni Koros. No. It's a shus b'fnei atzmoi, because Rav says you're allowed to carry four amas. Well, let's say my roof is next to the other person's roof. I can't go two amas in my, I'm allowed to go four amas going to Rav. But that four amas is limited. It can't always go four amas. It's a shus b'fnei atzmoi, meaning you can't go two amas in my roof and two amas in his roof. Because you can't go from roof to roof. So, because that's chomashita. So when it means reshus b'fnei atzmoi, it doesn't mean it's a reshus b'fnei atzmoi you're allowed to carry on the whole roof, even though mechitza she'en nikoros. According to Rabbi Lav and Mechitzas, it means it's a Shus B'fri Atzmoi, and you can't go four Amos if it entails two in mine and two in his. That's the Tahavone in Shus B'fri Atzmoi. Shus B'fri Atzmoi means that you can't go, yes, you can go four Amos according to Rav, but you can't go 2 amas of mine and 2 amas of his, because it's reshus b'fnei atzmoy, and that's the avon in b'fnei atzmoy. Not the pshat like we thought in the Havimina, they allowed to carry no roof. It means b'fnei atzmoy, according to Rav, by mechitza and ikoros, would connote, would mean that you can't go 2 on mine and 2 on his. Because according to Rabbi Mechitza and Nikoros,
I'm not allowed to go from one roof to the other, just like the Mishnah.
But so Rashi at the top says, "Kosalka daitoch kol echad yitalta begagim b'ashma." Kushus b'fnei atzma means it could be utilized b'fnei atzmoi. It could be utilized on its entirety for you. Well, that's incorrect according to Rav by the case of Mechitza and Nikoros. Now the Gemara could have said we talk about Mechitza and Nikoros, but it doesn't. Mashma to mechalik. In any case. So he'll be saying it means b'fnei atzmoi le'inyan, the din of dalal ramis that you can't go too into. El rav kasha, ami be'rav, mishpeh le'rav, shalei talta be'ezal be'gagzeh, be'gagzeh, be'gagzeh. Frek di gomorra, v'omra belozo, ki avina be'bovel, when I was in Bovel, hav amrina be'rav, mishpeh le'rav, omru, ein metalta boy ela be'dalal ramis. That's how they said be'rav. V'hani di ve'shmur tonu, ein lem ela gagon. Now, they said Ein Lam Elagagon, which is Mashma. My Ein Lam Elagagon, Lav the Shogel at the Tula Bikula. Ein Lam Elagagon means you're allowed to walk on the whole roof. Well, according to Rav, that doesn't make sense. So, Gemara, why is that shver? Umi Alimim Masnisin Du Kimna Shleitalta Shteyamis Begagze Veshtamis Begagze. In the Chachom and the Mishnah, you explained it to mean that it's Rishus Veyatzva means that it's a Le'inya the din of Dalal Ramis. You can't go 2 amas in one and 2 amas in the other. So what shver in Devei Shmuel Tonu Einam Elagagon means that you can't go 2 amas in yours and 2 amas in your neighboring roof. Hachanami Beis Amis B'Gagzeh Beis Amis B'Gagzeh. So maybe that's not shver. Devei Shmuel are saying a brisa which is mashma like Shmuel. So we answer it k'nshtim with Rav and it means Beis Amis B'Gagzeh or Beis Amis B'Gagzeh. Zok Degumah Vaita Omer Rav Yosef Lo Yishmili Hosh Maitza. I did not hear of this Shmeitz of Shmuel. Zog Rashi, the name of good Asik b'mechitzas ki hani sheni kores. Rav Yosef says, I never heard of such a member of Shmuel that says that you say good Asik b'mechitzas even if it's by mechitzas sheni kores.
Rav Yosef, we know a shochach Talmudoi.
So Abaye reminded him. Zog the Gemara, Omele Abaye. So Abaye told him, at Amrit Nahalon, you goofa taught us this member of Shmuel that you say good Asik by mechitzas sheni kores. And you said it like up the following din. If you have 2 rooftops, you have a large rooftop and a smaller one that's connected to it that is not as wide as the first one. So the halacha is that the godl is muta v'hakotan osa. Now the Gemara assumes right now, the reason why the godl is muta is because after all, the walls of the home below the godl are nikores, because the cotton is only touching a small part of the roof of the godel. So the part that extends, that goes further than the cotton,
assuming that the cotton is in the middle of the godel, so on both sides of the cotton, you have regular walls of the godel that extend and overlap on both sides. So that is a regular mechitzas nikores. Even according to Rav, you say good asik mechitza. The whole machlokes is, when you say, do you say good ask mechitzoso by mechitza she'en nikoros? But the larger rooftop has regular mechitza nikoros. It's not a wall below that is covered. It's a regular wall. The outside of the home has a wall. You say good asik. So for the larger one, you have both sides imaginary good asik going up. And it's a regular wall that you have. So the godel is mutter because you have mechitza nikoros. The opening in between to the cotton, that's less than a pirtza. That's a pesach.
And that's like any time you have 2 chatzeros that are psucha zelazeh pesach b'neim, they don't ask on one another. But akoponim, the godl itself is mutter. The godl is mutter because the opening is less than esa amis. We're talking about that the Meiri says less than esa amis, so it's needing kepesach. And the godl has mechitzas according to everyone because the fact that it overlaps over the cotton, that's mechitzas nikoris, you have good asik. So in Mela, the godl is mutter and the cotton is osa. The reason why the cotton is osa, because it's poritz b'meluyoy to the area of the godl. The cotton doesn't have any mechitzas nikoris, because those overlapping walls is not in the area of the cotton. That's ready to the side. The cotton's walls of the home are below. There's an en nikoris. According to Rav, then obviously it's not called mechitzas, because you don't say good asik, not mechitzas en nikoris. So the cotton is poritz b'meluyoy, it's totally exposed and open to the godl. So the cotton is osa and the godl is mutter. The Amrit and Allah, the Amrit Lon Allah, and you, Rav Yosef, taught us about this braisa. This is specifically talking about that the diurin zalzeh. Diurin zalzeh means that the people are walking over the area that you can go from one roof to another. So the imaginary mechitzas that you would have said good asik that are in any koros, they're trampled over, they're being stepped over. That's clearly a case of rabbi mevatle mechitzosa, because they don't say good asik because they're walking right over it. Now this doesn't have to be talking about on Shabbos. We're talking about in a regular weekday. It's clearly a place that it's nidreses, where it's trampled over. So mela, you don't have the mechitzas. The reason you don't say good asik mechitzosa is only because nidreses. So it's this battle, the shame good asik. Is mashma that if let's say it would not be nidreses, avo ein diurin ze alze, avo ein diurin alze valze. But if let's say there would not be mishtamish and walk and trample over that area that's combining and attaching the two gagoys, then shnei mutoros. Then shnei mutorin, then even the gaga cotton will be mutter. The gol we said is mutter because you have mechitzas nikoris. But the cotton doesn't have mechitzas because it's trampled over. Is mashmev would not be trampled over, then we would look at the mechitzas of the home below, even if it's not nikoris, as good asik mechitzosa. So we see that it's not considered porutz to the golu. So we see good asik mechitzosa, even by mechitz sheni chorus, you yourself, Rabbi Yosef, explained Shmuel's memra that the cotton is only osa because yesh diurin zealzeh, so it's trampled. So you don't say good asik klape the cotton. The girl has on the side. You say mechitz sheni chorus because the wall below is not covered. But the cotton is posed b'miluyoy. It's only because yesh diurin zealzeh, so it's trampled. So you don't see good asik. Is mashmir if there's no diurin zealzeh, then the cotton would also be mutter. Because of what then? Because of good asik mechitzosa, even by any chorus. So we see you clearly agree to this din of b'shem Shmuel that you say good asik by mechitzas that are not any chorus. Rabbi mevatel mechitza, meaning the trampling, that's something else. That's already a din of being mevatel the din good asik. But if not for the rabbi mevatel, then you would say good asik even though it's not any chorus. And that the Gemara answers, Omalei. So Rabbi Yosef told Abaya, that's not how I understood Shmuel. I never understood Shmuel to mean that you say good asik im mechitz sheni koris. What I meant in Shmuel is as follows: Ano hochi amgelechu loy shonu elo sheish mechitz alze or mechitz alze. Meaning, this din that the gag godl is mutter betiltel is only because there's an actual mechitzah that's going around, not the mechitzas from below that we say good asik. And for the godl we said it's nikoris, and for the cotton it's not nikoris. And there's a problem of trampling. So if not for the trampling, it would have worked. No, we're talking about there's an actual fence going all around it. Sheyesh mechitza al zeh, mechitza al zeh. So now the godel mishtaya begifufei. Once it goes all around, so if you have a fence going all around the godel and the cotton, so the godel right now has gifufei. The godel right now, since the godel extends further and wider than the cotton, so the godel you see gifufei. You see the ends that are before you go into the cotton is considered gifufim. Well, those mechitzas of gifufim on the side is considered clearly that you have mechitzas. So the goal is mechitzas, and the gifufim make it that it's mutter because of the gifufim. And the opening in between to the cotton is only a pesach. So it's regular mechitzas and a pesach to the cotton. So mele it's mutter in the goal. The goal is like carrying the area of the goal. He has regular fence all around it, and he has a clear gifufe to differentiate that the opening to the cotton is only a pesach. So memela, the goal is mutter. You have a pesach to the cotton. It doesn't ask one another. If they're separate, they're separate. But in the goal's area itself, the goal roof is a lot of carry over there. Zog the Gemara, and what's behind the cotton? And cotton is nifrat b'miluyoy. Because since the cotton does not have any gifufe, since it goes straight into the godel, it doesn't have gifufei, so the cotton is also taka. It's nifrat b'miluy l'makam asa, so it's also betiltel. Now, Tosis explains that we're not just talking about that the cotton is just exposed to the godel, because we know there's a sugi in Naftes that says that nirem mibachutz v'shovim bifnim is also needed mishum mechitza. So in Meila, the cotton should have a mechitza around the bend, around the curve, right when it gets out of the bend. That same wall that extends should work for the cotton too. It's nirim mebachutz. On that, he says, we're talking about that the cotton's walls
protrude and go into the Gadol's area. So it's not even called Nirim B'chutz V'Shav B'fnim. And that's why the Kotten is Taka Asa. There is no Nirim B'chutz V'Shav B'fnim because the walls go into the area of the Gadol. So this is a Kotten Nifras B'mluya K'goin Shagag Kotten Nichlas Techa Gadol. K'n Imne B'Pel Kamed Aftes The Masiz N'chotz K'tanish Nifras L'Gdoyla B'nichlas K'oiz K'tan L'Gdoyla Shelo Yeh Nirim B'chutz V'Shav B'fnim. Because if it's Nirim B'chutz V'Shav B'fnim, then maybe that would work. So we want to make it that the cotton doesn't have nirim b'chutz, so it extends into the gadol, so you don't see the wall around the bend because it's not nicker, because it protrudes. The walls of the cotton go into the gadol, so it's not even called nirim b'chutz. It's not even called nirim b'chutz because it's covered. Now the bi'aloch in Shinai and Dalet and b'kivega, they say a gevaldig alumnus that we're saying now that nirim b'chutz v'shov b'fnim would work as a mechitza, just. Over here, the walls of the cotton extend into the gadol, so you don't have those mechitzas around the bend for the cotton. Only the gadol has the mechitzas. But the cotton doesn't have it because it goes into the gadol. But al kaponim, if it wouldn't go into it, zoktaisis, then nirim b'chutz v'shav b'fnim would work. So b'zoi, what about the din of mechitzas shein nikaris? Every mechitzas shein nikaris should blive nirim b'chutz v'shav b'fnim. Who cares that you don't say good asik because it's not nikar? It's not worse than nirim b'chutz v'shav b'fnim, that it should work as a mechitzah because of good asik. On that, B'kveger says that you don't take it to that extent. Yes, Nirim B'chutz V'Shav B'fnim is considered a mechitza. And you don't have to see it, even if it's around the bend, and I don't see it. But that's not going to make the walls below that are ain't a nikoros that you say good asik. To say good asik, even by something that's not nira, that's not going to, you're not going to say that you have mechitzas because of good asik, even though it's ain't nikoros. To say Nirim B'chutz V'Shav B'fnim is a mechitza, that type of non-nikar is a mechitza, because Nirim B'chutz. But to say good asik, an additional din of good asik, and to create mechitzas because of good asik by ain't nikoros, that you don't say, that's not the same as Nirim B'chutz V'Shav B'fnim. Meaning Nirim B'chutz V'Shav B'fnim, you need actual walls, gefufim mamish. So then if you don't see it, it's called gefufim. But to say that ain't nikoros creates gefufim, even though it's anira because of good asik, that avada you have to have gifufim mamish. Even though it's anira, but you need gifufim mamish. But good asik is not gifufim mamish. So by good asik, you're not going to say that it should work like nira b'chutz v'shav b'fnim. So Rav Yosef is explaining, I never meant it works because of good asik. It works because of mechitza. And the gadol has mechitza because of gifufe, and the cotton doesn't have gifufe. The cotton is nifrat b'miluyoy. Aval ein mechitza le'alzeh ve'le'alzeh. But if there aren't mechitzas, neither on the gag cotton or the gag godl, then shnei masurin. Because we don't say good asik mechitzosa by mechitzah shein nikoros. So we see clearly shnei masurin. The only reason why it's mutter for the godl is because of gifufei. But not because of the you would say good asik. Zok Rashi, sheyesh mechitzah zeh al zeh, kol svi we say in chutz mikeneget chiburon. The hashtag mishri godl be gifufei. The godl has gifufei. Aval ein mechitza loy kan mele kan. Then shnei masurin. The cotton nami osa godl. The cotton would ask on the godl. The hoy will have a gifufei mamish. If there's no real walls, no gifufim, eli de good asik, but merely only because of good asik, loy have a gifufei leshavi pischa legabei. I would not consider good asik gifufim to create a pesach to the cotton. The pischa de minka binon. Loy le mini a real pesach. Vichagam le have the inchi. And that's not going to pesach. So Rav Yosef is saying, I never said the pshat in Shmuel is that it would work as good asik mechitzosa. Good asik mechitzosa is not a pischa de minkar. And it would taka mitzad good asik, it would taka biyosa, it wouldn't work. On that Abaye asked Rav Yosef, what the yurid amridlon? You said the pshat in Shmuel was, is loishono elashiesh di yurin zeal zeh? The urine doesn't mean mechitza. The urine doesn't mean it has a wall, a gifufim. The urine means that they trample. That's the ik of art. That means if not for the trampling, you would say good asik. If the vart is that the loishono element is real mechitza, so you have gifufim, so then what does it mean? Sheesh and the urine zelze. You said the urine. Zok de Gemara. So Rabbi Yosef told Abaya, I amel chudi yurin, and here Rashi says that he was shochach talmudoi. So he said, im iskait elchem shum dir, if I said the yurin, kach omayt elchem, this is what I meant. Rabbi Yosef cholav shochach talmudoi. What I meant by the yurin is as follows. I meant a mechitza that's like the yurin, a mechitza that's permanent, not a mechitza that's wobbly. When I said the yurin, I meant a type of mechitza. I amel chudi yurin, hochi amel chu. Loi shonu this din, that the gag gol is muta, and the cotton is osser, is only elish yesh mechitza ruya ledira al zeh. Only when the gag has a mechitza, gag ol has a mechitza that's ruya ledira, meaning a permanent mechitza. Zog the Gemara, o mechitza ruya ledira zeh. the gadol mishtayeh begifufei. So if they both have permanent mechitzas, so then the gadol is mutter because of the gifufei that overlap over the cotton. And the cotton is nifratz b'miluyoy. So the gadol mishtayeh begifufei, the cotton is nifratz b'miluyoy. Because the cotton, even though it's a permanent mechitza, but it's nifratz b'miluyoy. Now, avada, the gag of the cotton is going to be also for the bnei gadol too, because lemais, it's each one is separate. Avol, yesh mechitza ruya ledira al gadol, but if let's say there's a mechitza ruya ledira, there's a permanent mechitza only around the gadol. The ein mechitza ruya ledira al cotton, mashenge the cotton, the small roof, only has a wobbly fence. So that gufa shows, by that he's being megaladas, that afilu cotton shogi lebnei gadol, then the small roof is mutter even for the gadol. When the small roof has a wobbly fence, so he's being megaladas, I do not want to use my roof. I'm being mevatel my rishus in the roof to the gadol, who has a permanent fence. So if it's, and that's what I meant, diyugin. Diyugin means only when it has a permanent fence, then it's mutter for the gadol in the gadol, and it's also for the cotton in the cotton, because it's nifras b'miluyoy. But if the gadol has a permanent fence, and the cotton has a wobbly fence, that's not roi ledira, then even the area of the cotton is mutter to the gadol, because that's gufa a gilui das, that is mevatel is gag to the gadol. Zog the Gemara, Aval yesh mechitza ruya ledira al gadol, ve'ei mechitza ruya ledira al cotton. So then afilu cotton shori levnei gadol, then even the area of the cotton is mutter to the gadol. Why? My timer? Kevin loy ovid mechitza. Since the gadol did not make a permanent fence, he made a wobbly one. Siluke sliku nafshi mehocha, nafshai mehocha. That's gufa gilu das, that is moichelis tashmish to the bnei gadol. You that made a permanent fence on the gaga gadol, and I made a wobbly one, I'm being mevatel my istamshus in the gag to you, Mr. Gadol. And that's what I meant by diyugin. Diyugin is like shonu ela, when it's a mechitza of diyugin, a permanent one, so then the gadol is mut in the gadol, and the cotton is also because posed by meluyoy. Masha enkein, ein ba diyugin. That means if the gadol has a permanent one and the cotton doesn't, so then even the ear of the cotton is mutter to the gadol. But la oilam, I never said that mechitza shein nikorois, we say good asik mechitzoso, and it's only because of the yugin, meaning like we thought the havmina, because they trample over the area. No, that's not the word. Lo oilam, I never said the pshat and shmuel was because they trample, and if they wouldn't trample, then you would say mechitz and nikos good asik. No, lo oilam, that's not a pshat and the yugin, and I never said pshat and shmuel is that mechitzes shein nikos, you say good asik mechitzoso. Zok the Gemara kaha, where do we find such a precedent that there's a gilui das that you moichel on your area? If let's say you have numerous batim and there's one big roof that for all of them. So if one of the ayongen made a sulam kavua to his gag, so that person and the other ones did not chip in for the sulam kavua. So huta b'cholagagin kulam, the one that built the sulam kavua, he's the one that has access to all the roofs. And all the other b'nei dayogin are mevatel their tamshas of the gag to the one that made the sulam kavua. Same thing over here. If there's a mechitza ruya ledira only on the gadol, and the cotton did made a wobbly mechitza, that's gufa a raya that is mesalik himself, and he gives it to the gadol. So we are also, like Rav Nachman says, also sulam kavua legaga, if one person made a sulam kavua, then he is mutter b'chol agag kulam. All the other people did not make a sulam kavua to their gag. Their goof is saying we're being moichel our shtamshes to the one that made the sulam kavua. And zog the Gemara, like we find in another place too. Omer Abaye bona ali al gabe besay. If someone builds a second floor on top of his home, and now in order to have access to his second floor, also lefaneo daka abo, and he makes a little entrance, a mechitza, in order to get to the rooftop, that's for Tvachim, that he built his second floor on the roof. And he makes the roof accessible to his second floor by building a arba in front of it. So Mela, it's clearly showing that he is the one that cares about the roof. So all the other neighbors that did not have built this access to the roof, so Mela, he is hutar b'chol agag kulon. He is mutter to the whole roof. Even if you say, even the Chachomet that say, in Allah carry me gag le gag, but if person is the one that builds the Pesach and the other people are megaladas, they don't want to be mishtamish, so they be megaladas, they're giving it up and they misalg themselves to him. So here also, we're saying the same Yisoid. The one that built this second floor and makes it accessible to the roof, so the man, he's the only one that built this accessibility, that makes it accessible to himself, so the other ones are meichel to him. Zog the Gemara, this daka
is sometimes it could be detrimental. Omar Rava, pomim shadakel iser. Sometimes building this area of a Pesach to your second floor to the roof, it can sometimes make it that the roof is not accessible to you, even though you build a daka. Why? It depends where you build the daka. Pomim shadakel iser. Why? Hechidomi davida lahadi tabitza devesa. There's two areas where you can build this daka. You can build it the opening towards the rest of the roof, or you can build it towards the garden. Now it might have a little access to the roof, but the main thing it's focusing, it's open towards the garden, towards the tavitza. It's a garden front daka that you built, not a rooftop front. So since it's open to the garden, you're behead, you're being misalik yourself from the rest of the roof. So Mela, the daka can sometimes remove yourself from the rest of the roof. Omagove pomisha daka is le iser. What's that? Echatimtza? Davide lari tavitza devesa. Damrinon. If you build it towards the garden and not towards the rest of the roof, Zogmo da tzari omen aleph, lintuge tabitzu davide. You're clearly defining, Zog Rashi, silik atzim in agagin. I'm defining that I'm building this daka in order to be a nitirusa for the tabitza, and I'm being misalik myself from the rest of the roof. So we see this yesoid that sometimes building the daka works against you because you're being megaladas that you don't want access to the rest of the roof. But the kapolim maskalas haGemara is, the Gemara comes out that Rav Yosef is saying lo oylem I never learned pshat and Shmuel that mechitzas shein nikoras yisei gudasik. The whole vart was that there's gefufim and there's walls around it, and the walls around it, it works because it's considered a Pesach, the fact that it's open to the cotton. And the cotton doesn't have gifuf, it doesn't have anything. Like Tais says, it extends, the walls of the cotton extends into the roof of the gadol. So Mela, it's not even near him, b'chutz v'shom b'fnim. You don't have anything. So the cotton is also and the gadol is mutter. Ah, you said the diurin. What I meant by the diurin is that the mechitza has to be, royal adira has to be permanent. So if they make permanent mechitzas, so then the gadol is mutter in the gadol and the cotton is also in the cotton because the cotton is paros b'miluyah. But if let's say, there's diurin only to the gadol and not to the cotton, that's a giloy das, that the cotton is mevatel is chelik in the gag to the gadol, and if it's permanent for the gadol and not for the cotton, then the gadol is not just mutter in the gadol, he's mutter even in the area of the cotton. It's like a mechila. Like we find legabit is din, that you, when you build this gag and you make an aliyah, that person that builds the aliyah, he gets the rest of the dayogin's part of the gag. And like we find, when you have a daka, that a daka makes it that it's mutter, you have access, the access is to the person that made the daka. Sometimes the daka can work detrimental, works against you if it goes towards the tavitza. We'll stop over here, the top of the Omid, Tav Tzadi Omid Aleph.